This is not going to be your standard jerk-off instruction audio, or your common cum-eating instruction one for that matter. Today, I'm going to take you to the next level and see just how obedient you can be for me. This isn't going to be easy, but it isn't supposed to be, is it? I'm sure you got all excited when you saw the letters C-E-I. I have men tell me all the time how turned on they get at the idea of being forced to eat their own cum. But I also know that for many of you, it is just a fantasy, and you keep it that way. I know you fully intend to be a good, obedient boy when you start, but when it comes time to actually do the deed, well, that is something else entirely, isn't it? You chicken out. It is always right at the end. You've had your fun, and then it's over. That is why we are going to do something a little different today. For starters, you are going to get naked and lie on your back for me. The other two things you are going to need are your favorite porn queued up and ready to watch, and a timer that can count down 5 minutes. The one on your phone will do just fine. Go ahead and pause while you do as you are told. Back. Good. So, right now, you should be naked, hopefully with a pair of headphones on and nothing else. Now, I want you to stroke your cock for me. Get yourself nice and hard. Tease it. Let those balls fill up with all that nice, gooey cum. Just listen to my voice, guiding you, teasing you, encouraging you. Nice, long, slow strokes. And once you are nice and hard for me, I want you to pause the audio and finish jerking off to your favorite porn. I want you to come for me. Make a nice big puddle of cum on your belly. And then, once you come, start your timer. I want you to sit there for 5 minutes. Don't touch it. Don't clean up. Just sit. Got it? Good. Now pause the audio and do your thing. Make a nice, big mess for me. Let all of that come out, and make sure you get it all over yourself. But no touching it, or cleaning it up. Now, go do it. Well, you came back. I'm actually a little bit surprised. You have passed the first level of the challenge. If you are still listening to me, it means you aren't just some random fuckboy looking to get off. You are actually here to obey me. And now that you are here, you have probably noticed something. That feeling of desperation, joy, euphoria, the one that made you promise that you would do anything just to come. Well, that's gone now, isn't it? You let it all out when you came. You lost a big part of your motivation to obey. And those 5 minutes? Those were to give you what we can call post-orgasm clarity. Which now brings us to the second part of the challenge. The part that really shows me just how dedicated you are. The first thing that you are going to do is dip your forefinger in that puddle of cum you just made. Just the tip. And then, you are going to lick your fingertip clean. Taste yourself. Taste your cum. Isn't that delicious? Such a good boy. Now, just sit there for a moment and taste it. feel it on your tongue. You really did make a mess, didn't you? And now we are going to have to clean it all up. I want you to do this every time you come from now on. I want you to taste yourself. It is hard to think of anything else at the moment, isn't it? You're probably licking your lips and trying to get the taste off your tongue, aren't you? Well, now I want you to take two fingers and scoop up more of your cum off of your belly. Get a nice, thick load of it. And you know where that is going, right? That's it. Right in your mouth. Suck your fingers clean, but no swallowing. You are going to keep your cum in your mouth. I want you to feel it, taste it, all the sensations. Is it thick and gooey? Watery and slippery? Think of it like you are sipping a fine wine. I want you to be my cum connoisseur. Yummy, yummy, cummy, cummy. Remember, no swallowing. Taste it. And taste how pathetic it feels. Tasting and eating your own cum. Does it feel gross? Icky? Good. Another scoop. Hopefully you have enough. If not, start on all the other places on your body where your cum hit. I want you to feed it to yourself. Show me how hungry you are to please me. Giving you cum breath. Feeling your spunk in your mouth. On your tongue. This is the price you pay for getting to masturbate from now on. Not just eating your cum, but waiting until it feels really gross. And then keeping it in your mouth for a long, long time. How long? Well, I think at least half an hour. Don't you think? Or an hour. That would make me really happy. All of that cum mixing with your spit and coating your mouth and tongue. And once you finally swallow it all, oh yes, no spitting out. Once you finally swallow it all, I want you to wait for at least an hour before you drink anything or wash your mouth out or brush your teeth. I want the taste to stay with you. And if you have made it this far, you have really done a great job. You've completed the basic cum eating challenge. But if you really want to please me, there is one more thing you can do. Ready? Now that you are my pathetic little cum eater, I want to see how far I can push you. Go and get yourself some tissue and something we can use to tape your mouth shut. You can pause this audio and come back when you are ready. Back? Good. Now, you are going to masturbate for me again. You can use porn again if you like. Or you can just close your eyes and imagine me touching you. But when you are ready to come, I want you to hold that tissue right up to the head of your cock and ruin your orgasm for me. Make a mess in your tissue and catch all of it. I want you to start to associate the sensation of coming with that taste in your mouth. And once you ruin that orgasm and catch all those cummies in your tissue, I want you to put it in your mouth, place a strip or two of tape over your lips, and seal it in. Go ahead and set your timer for 30 minutes and suck on your cum-soaked tissue. And if you make it that far, you've completed the advanced cum-eating challenge. Congratulations. Now you have a new ritual to follow whenever you want to masturbate. Enjoy your cummies.